Now, Fiona Kelly's here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
Green MEP's hopes fade as party rounds on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times, which quotes comments made by Arts and Media Minister Catherine Martin yesterday, calling on the Green Party's coalition parties not to toy around with the issue of climate action because it's way too serious. She also said that she believes the campaigns should be conducted in the most respectful way possible. Her remarks came after Eamon Ryan took issue with the Taoiseach and Tánaiste over negative remarks made about his party by some of their party members following the loss of Ciarán Cuff's seat. With the result of the Ireland South election expected today, Green Party candidate Grace O'Sullivan looks unlikely to hold on to her seat. The Irish Independent leads with the line that departing Irish MEPs will get a combined payment of €400,000 in goodbye money over the next few months, since any MEP who has served 5 years in the EU Parliament receives a transition allowance for 5 months. The figure of €400,000 crops up again in the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail. This time, however, the figure relates to an exit package which RTE may be about to approve for a senior staff member, which came to light when the new chairman of the RTE board, Terence O'Rourke, was questioned by the Oireachtas Media Committee yesterday. The Irish Sun leads with a story by John Kearns, based on conversations he's had with unnamed government insiders, that the 25th of October has secretly been penciled in as a date for the general election. Another election provides the Belfast Telegraph with its lead story. The paper reports that the DUP have been given a headache after a judge confirmed that Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife Eleanor must return to Newry Magistrates Court on July 3rd, the day before the general election, to face a series of historical sexual offences, all of which the former party leader denies. The Irish News gives front page coverage to the 8-year sentence given to a 27-year-old man for an unprovoked attack on a 31-year-old man in North Belfast. Patrick Deeney, who has 68 previous convictions, stabbed Jamie Clark in the back and head with a screwdriver as he stood waiting at a bus stop in broad daylight in April of last year. Michael O'Leary's assertion that the passenger cap at Dublin Airport could result in return airfares over Christmas hitting €1,000 is carried as the lead story in the Irish Examiner. And yesterday's announcement that Rory McIlroy and Erica Stahl have called off their divorce provides today's headline writers with plenty of fresh fodder. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror run with the lead headlines, "Repair for the course," and "Rory stays put." The put here, of course, being the one with two T's. The Irish News, meanwhile, opts for the front page caption, "How Rory and Erica got out of the rough." But finally, for the feel-good factor this morning, it's hard to beat the Irish women's relay team, who are pictured arm-in-arm, smiling and laughing on the front of lots of today's papers. In his coverage in The Times, Ian O'Riordan reminds us that for Charlene Mosley, who crossed the finishing line for the team in second place, this was her fifth race in 6 days, while for Rashida Adelecki, it was her third medal win this week. "Quicksilvers" is a caption over one of the many pictures of the team on the front of the Star.
Fiona Kelly.